Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Dear Founder by Maynard Webb and Carly Adler. Sophie, I gotta say, this book hit me in a way I wasn't expecting. It's not just about business, it's about who you become.
Hey there, Sam. Yeah, I totally agree. Webb wrote this as a series of letters to founders, and it's incredibly honest. He's been a CEO, a board member, an investor, he's seen it all. And what he's really saying is that the founder's biggest obstacle is usually themselves.
Right? And he makes this point early on that really stuck with me. The scrappy, do everything attitude that gets you through the early days. That same mindset can wreck you once the company starts growing.
Exactly. He talks about how founders treat their company like a child. They want to protect it, make every decision. But he says you have to start seeing it as an adult that needs to stand on its own. That's a hard mental shift.
That idea of the company as an adult, it's freeing but also terrifying. Because it means your job is to build something that can thrive without you. And for a lot of founders, their identity is so tied up in the company that letting go feels like a kind of death.
Yeah, he's really blunt about that. He shares his own experience stepping down as CEO of LiveOps, and it's clear it was painful. But he argues that the willingness to step aside is actually the ultimate act of leadership. You're putting the company ahead of your ego.
And that theme of evolution runs through the whole book. Hiring, for example, he says don't hire for pedigree, hire for trajectory. Look for people who are growing faster than the company, not people who've already arrived.
Yes, and he warns against hiring clones of yourself. Homogeneous teams feel comfortable, but they lack the diversity of thought you need when things get complex. It's so easy to fall into that trap.
Compensation is another one. He says equity isn't just a financial tool. It's about building alignment and commitment. Give people real ownership and they'll think like missionaries instead of mercenaries.
But he also says you have to be clear about expectations. Vesting schedules, performance milestones, you can't just hand out equity and hope for the best. That's a recipe for resentment.
And then there's the board. A lot of founders view their board with fear, like they're overseers who can fire them. Webb says that's the wrong mindset. A good board should be one of your greatest assets.
He advises building your board strategically, people who bring complementary skills and will challenge you. If your board meetings are comfortable and predictable, you've got the wrong board.
Crisis management too. He says transparency is key, even when it's painful. And in a crisis, imperfect action is better than perfect inaction. You can adjust, but you can't recover lost time.
Yeah, and he's very honest about the emotional toll, the loneliness, the imposter syndrome. He talks about building a support system outside the company, spouses, mentors, and even therapists. That vulnerability is so refreshing.
And he says the ability to say no is what separates successful founders. Every yes is a commitment of resources. The best companies do a few things exceptionally well, not many things adequately.
Right.
And culture, he defines it as how people behave when no one is watching. It's not about ping pong tables or mission statements. It's modeled by the founder's own behavior.
Firing people too. He says delay makes it worse for everyone. And treat departing employees with dignity. How you handle exits says a lot about you.
And as you scale, communication gets harder. He says overcommunicate, repeat key messages through multiple channels. Make meetings purposeful. Every meeting should have an agenda, an outcome, and a decision maker.
The ending of the book really got me. He says the real reward isn't the exit or the money. It's the relationships you build, the leaders you develop, and the person you become. Success is about the quality of the people you leave behind.
That's a beautiful way to frame it. And throughout, he keeps coming back to self-awareness. The founder who thinks they have all the answers is the most dangerous. The one who's always learning and adapting, that's the one who wins.
So for me, the single takeaway is this: building a company is really about building yourself. You have to be willing to evolve, let go, and become the leader the company needs at each stage. If you can do that, everything else follows.
That's spot on. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. But for now, the heart of Dear Founder is this: the most important thing you build isn't a company, it's yourself. We'll see you in the next one.